Hi there, Mike. Mike, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Lulu wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, answer any questions you have. She also does want me to apply that new business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, it's pretty good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up near the top
yes.
of the page? Yeah,
yes.
Of course. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, especially, being that it is a young company, that's the power of this listing, because people will not need to already know the name of your company to find you when they do that Google search or that search on Bing, the other major search engine. If they're looking for excavation contractor, grading, resloping, site preparation, when they do the keyword search for your services, our business is to make sure that your company pops up on that first page. You're going to have Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. You'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories. It's what the search engines search for, the content talking about your services and service area, kind of reassuring Google and Bing that if someone were to call you, you could, in fact, provide those services. That's going to get you in that local map or that pack result where people will find you and pick up the phone and call you. Now, Lulu says you're, you know, going about 25 miles or so. Now, I would recommend that we would include also a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads, target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where you most want to be found. And of course, you know, the farther away that we're trying to promote your business, the more we can focus a little bit on the bigger jobs. Are you doing like residential and commercial work?
Yes.
Did you have a preference of one over the other? You kind of like the mix?
I kind of like the mix for now. I kind of
sure.
just starting, you know, starting out, I'm trying to find out where I really would like to get. Residential is what I've done primarily so far.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. And Lulu says, Mike, that you've been kind of doing this type of work for a long time, just pretty recently out on your own. That's kind of the best of both worlds because, I mean, of course, the new business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. We try to make it affordable for young companies, but it does also allow us to, I mean, quite easily, you know, promote you as a guy with experience, a guy you should trust, a guy you should call. So you're going to get those phone calls directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just going to be a flat rate. You've got the website already. Our job, like I said, is to make it easier for people to find that website without already knowing the name of your company. As far as that pricing goes, the new business rate, like I said, it does make it even more affordable. It takes 50% off the cost of the service every month. So it is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. As long as you choose to stay with us, though, that reduced pricing does apply. So while it is kind of a promotional rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate, so it's not going to balloon up on you later on. No matter how long you choose to stay with us, you would save $300 a month, and it'll bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. That is with $100 worth of paid Facebook ads included. But I think it's worth it just to kind of get you a couple extra jobs here and there. I think one job would offset the cost of the service here. I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you think you would want for your business at this point?
I'm definitely kind of interested in it. It's just
sure.
The fee and being a young company, I haven't, you know, I'm not generating any income hardly right now.
Right. Well, you know,
but, you know, getting more advertisement out there would definitely help. I mean,
let me ask you, because one thing I did see here was an Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
That is something that I spent $750 to get $1,000 worth of leads, and I was going to give it a 2-month trial.
Okay.
Basically, I wanted to see how it went because I was struggling finding new clients, and I'm trying to do anything I can to make this work, and I went back and forth, and
I gotcha.
And I signed up.
You did, yeah. That's the one that I've been hearing lately. I mean, it used to be, and was there an annual membership fee involved in that too, or no?
The seven, if I signed up for $750, there was no membership fee, and I got that lump sum package. And then after that, once I run out of that lump sum,
then you pay out for leads on top of it if you want to keep it. I gotcha. Yeah, used to be that it was just like almost $300 to sign up, and then you paid for every lead out the door and things like that. But that $750 with 1,000 in leads, that's the one that I've been hearing people say most recently, because we do work with clients that have used that service before, and that's what I've been hearing these last couple of weeks, was that $750 for 1,000 in leads. You know, I hope that works out for you. That's a lead service, and it's different than what we do here. But obviously you're doing it because you want to take on jobs. And, you know, like I said, the best part about your service is, you know, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You know, you don't need 15 jobs to break even. You know, one job would offset the cost of our service and help you to pay for that Angie leads as well. A lot of my clients, though, find that once we get their phone ringing, they can scale back on their lead service, whether it's the one that you've got or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack. They all work about the same. You get a lead, but that lead does get sent to a handful of your competitors. So it's always going to be a little hit or miss. You know, you're not always going to get the job, but of course you do pay for those leads, or in this case, it comes kind of out of that $1,000 worth of lead piggy bank kind of thing that you've already got invested. I hope you get enough jobs out of there that you want to continue to use that service, but is it just you doing the work, or do you have any help?
I'm the only one right now.
Perfect. Okay. So our service is to get your phone ringing. So it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, but it does give you the opportunity to talk to both residential and commercial clients. You know, the one thing that I would say is we don't necessarily have to do the Facebook ads. I mean, if you were telling me that you wanted Springfield for sure, then I would say, yeah, we would want to do the Facebook ads and target, you know, Springfield specifically. It's just that the farther away that we're talking about, you know, beyond 25 miles, Google is going to default to proximity, meaning someone 25, 30 miles away doing that same search for, let's say, excavation contractor near me, they're more likely to find someone who is closer to them than you are. But if you're looking to keep it budget friendly, willing to keep it closer to home and maybe not, you know, necessarily target Springfield, then we could put the Facebook ads on pause for a while. I mean, you might want to include them later on, or you might find that you get enough work locally that you wouldn't need to do them. You'd be looking at just $199 without the Facebook ads, but it's still a great way to get your business in that local map. And like I said, the companies that pop up on the first page, they're not there because they've been doing it the longest, or because they've got the biggest company, or because they do the best job in town. The businesses that pop up on the first page of a search on Google or Bing, well, of course, they get more phone calls, but they're really only there because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. So we create the content that not only customers know about, like, you know, Yelp and Facebook, but all the different destinations and directories the search engines want to see. And the more content that you have talking about your services and service area, the higher you rank. We are Google partners, so we know that Google is currently indexing almost 70 different directories, so we'll definitely create that content. It will be on a month-to-month basis. Like I said, there's no long-term contract. The new business rate, though, it puts us below our operating cost, meaning if it was $199 or if it was $299 with the Facebook ads,
I mean, that's $100 that goes straight to paying for those ads with the Facebook ads. We don't break even in our first month, second month either, really, most of the time. You've got a website, so we don't have to build a website. But we do still need to earn your business for at least, you know, 2 months just for it to make any sense for us at all. So we've got skin in the game, too. Like I said, you're still getting a 50% reduction in the cost, even if we don't do the Facebook ads. That local campaign's usually $3.99, but we'd be looking at $1.99 here. You've got a website. I want to make it affordable for you. I'd be willing to waive the setup fee that would normally attach to that first month, save you another $99 off of the setup fee. And like I said, our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. Like I said, a lot of my clients find that once we get their phone ringing, they don't have to pay for leads. I don't think any business owner prefers to get a lead and have to chase it down and fight it out with their competitors who are calling that same customer. I think most business owners just want to get calls directly to them, and that's exactly what's going to happen here. You've got a website because you want people to find it and call you. Right now, though, unfortunately, it's not where people are looking, which is pretty much just the first page. So it's kind of like a digital business card. You have to tell people about your website for them to see it. But you know, we could do the $199 campaign. That's the position we're tasked with filling, that local listing. We are allowed a little overlap for the Facebook ads, and to be honest, we do have an excavation contractor based in the Springfield area already, but for this local campaign, we only will work with one company. I'm hoping it's you. I think you'd be a good fit for it, especially with all your experience. Would that $199 for the local campaign be a better fit for you at this point?
If we did the – since I have Facebook, if we did it, would you – if we did the – you would just be promoting my Facebook page more or less?
Well, I mean, you'll have anything that you've got working for you already will continue to work for you. It's just going to reach a much larger target audience. But, yeah, if you didn't have a Facebook page, we would have created one for you. Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, those are some of the things that customers may already be aware of. But what's going to make the difference for you is things like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, Rate It All, About Us, Hot Frog, Cuds. I mean, those are directories, too, the same as Facebook and Yelp. They're not as well-known to the public, but Google still wants to see that content, so we'll create that content as well. You've got a Facebook page already, so if you ever do decide that you wanted to add the Facebook ads, it would be that page with your website link and everything else that people would see. Of course, Facebook works differently than Google does, or that the search engines work, Google and Bing. I mean, for that, obviously someone has to go on a computer or a smartphone and do a search. They have to type something in to get a result. With Facebook, you would be part of their live stream. And when someone's just on their Facebook page, we could target specific cities or even zip codes with the Facebook ads, subdivisions even, where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And if they click on your ad, it would be included in the $2.99 package. If they don't click on it, it costs you nothing. If they click on it, it costs us like 22 cents, 20 cents. So the Facebook ads are quite affordable. And like I said, it's a real budget-friendly way to cover a larger service area or to target like a big city that you're not located in. So that's why I was saying if you wanted Springfield, it would be a big part of getting you more phone calls from there. But, you know, the budget-friendly option would be to keep it a little bit closer to home and not really expect Springfield to be a part of your service area, at least not initially. The local map does tend to spread out, meaning that, you know, if someone 15 miles away, 20 miles away, they see you, they start, you know, clicking on your website and things like that, Google can see that you're relevant in those areas, and it starts to have your service area, your radius spread out where you can be found. But it would start pretty close to home, you know, 20, 25 miles, I would expect. Springfield, maybe not without the Facebook ads. But you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how far you really want to go for the job, how much work you can take on, and, of course, what the budget allows. Which of those two campaigns do you think would be a better fit for your business at this point?
Well, at this point, I want the most exposure I can get. I'm trying to get. I want my phone ringing 10 times a day, at least.
Of course. Yeah. You know? And that's what you get with something like this, you know. Your phone ringing, whereas, you know, with the Angie leads, you know, you get a lead, you have to call somebody. I don't want to say anything bad about their business model, but it's just kind of the way that it works. When it's a shared lead system, one of your competitors might have called that person before you. They might have even scheduled something before you even get the lead. So sometimes they don't even answer the phone, but it still comes out of that lead kind of, $1,000 worth of leads, and if you ever went beyond that, then yeah, you'd have to come out of pocket for those types of leads. But to get your phone ringing directly, it just requires putting you where people are looking. You know, there's a lot of ways to advertise a business, the tried and true methods, you know, like radio, print, even billboards, things like that. That's advertising because it's not necessarily reaching someone who's even in need of that service. They might just drive right past that billboard even if they needed your services. But with this, it's marketing. It's putting your company where people are looking for your services. So, you know, you're really, putting yourself where someone who needs your services will find you, see your website in that exact moment that they do the search. Now, obviously, Mike, you know, you're not going to be the only company that pops up when someone is looking for a guy who can do what you can do. And of course, not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you. But that's actually a good thing. You know, you're not going to get a bunch of random phone calls from people who, they don't really know what they're looking for, or they're looking for estimates or trying to find the cheapest guy. You'll get calls from people who will have seen your website first, so they're kind of making an educated and informed conscious decision to call you. At that point, they really are hoping that you answer the phone and that you're available to do the job. So it's a high conversion rate with the calls that you get. If you do want your phone to ring, if you want to cast that larger net, I would recommend the Facebook ads. And, you know, we're not just going to draw a big circle around you. With the Facebook ads, we can really do targeted marketing. Like I said, the farther out it is, the more it's going to be, you know, targeting those bigger jobs that will make it profitable for you to go out that far. And the business itself, it's advanced excavating and grading, right? That's how you would want the business to be branded online, or the LLC included?
The LLC it doesn't matter if it's on there or not.
Okay.
I mean, as far
I was just wondering because it kind of appears in the logo on the website, but it's a personal preference. You're right. It doesn't have to appear. My preference really is to leave off the Inc. Co's and LLCs, but the important thing is consistency. You know, you want everything to be the same everywhere. The and, though, is the symbol for the word and, right? Not the word A-N-D spelled out. It's the ampersand.
Yes, that's the way I did it.
I like it that way. I mean, it grabs someone's attention. It makes them look twice, I think. And then when we get your phone ringing, it does look like this is the same phone number on the website. So this is the number you want your customers to call, right? This is the business number?
Yes.
And then, Mike, is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, this is my personal number.
Your personal number. So it must be a cell phone then, right? You can receive text messages on that number? Okay.
Gotcha. Yes.
Yeah, because your customers are going to call you. Everything's going to have the click-to-call feature. Residential and commercial clients will call you directly. But for us, when we reach out to you, sometimes it will be by phone. We might send you a quick text message. And other times, you know, especially for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. I did see off of the website, the mike.advancedexcavating@gmail.com. That's a good email address for you.
Yes.
And then, Mike, what is your last name?
House, H-O-U-S-E.
Okay. And, Mr. House, I wanted to ask you, correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address, brick and mortar, showroom, nothing like that we would need to promote for your business, right?
Correct. Yeah. Not at this time. Hopefully
okay.
In the future.
Well, you know, let us know if that ever changes, but to be honest with you, Google fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run out of the truck, run out of the home, You know, they don't expect you to see customers. In fact, even if you had like an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, if you don't have any questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'm going to take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We're going to want to verify information off of your website, information that I've got, kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure that we know not just the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So that would be a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I would do, and it's required of us, Mr. House, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving the setup fee. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, Mike, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. House, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call, Mike, will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Advanced Excavating and Grading.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mike, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Michael House, owner, operator.
Okay. And Mr. House, as the owner and operator of Advanced Excavating and Grading, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. House, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails, coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mike, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We're already aware of the Angie leads and Facebook. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mike, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. House, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, like I said, we'll make sure no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, with it being that reduced flat rate, in this case $2.99 with the Facebook ads, I'm still waiving that setup fee. The next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we'll waive today, will be charged today's date, the 20th of June, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Mike, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, my company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included in that $2.99 at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month moving forward, and again at that same exact fixed flat rate of $2.99, and that rate will never go up on you. We do offer our services on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. Mike, you can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Howes, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mike, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Howes, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, and that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Mike, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
And on that particular card, Mike, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's both.
Both. And is it Mike or Michael on the card?
Actually, on the card, it is, I better read it to you because they shortened it at the bank. It's Advanced.
Happens.
Yeah, they shortened it to Advanced Excavating LLC.
Okay.
And then it's Michael G. House.
Is that M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes.
Okay. You said G?
Yes.
For the middle initial. And then you said that was a MasterCard, Mike. That should start with a 5, all MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 5196-7211-1316-7047.
I'm not sure if I got that. It was 7-6 or 2-6 here. So I've got 5196 and then 7211 and then was it 1326?
1316.
Yeah, I got a little kind of staticky right there. And then the last four is 7047, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
5/26.
5/2026, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
055.
Right, so I've got 055055, and then May or 05 of 2026 for the expiration date. The card once again, 5196, 7211, 1316, 7047. And then what is the billing address of that card?
P.O. Box 803, Forsyth, 65653.
65653. All right. And then I know that you are service-based. Of course, we talked about that. But for Google to verify that you are an active business in the local area, they do not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes because those can obviously be rented by someone outside the area. So they're going to send you one piece of mail. Looks just like a piece of paper folded over. There's not much to it, but a five-digit PIN and directions on how to verify your listing. We actually want to verify the listing for you. So once you receive that PIN card, just give us a call or text us that five-digit PIN. What is your home address, though?
It's the same post office box. The physical address is 236 Woodbury, W-O-O-D-B-U-R-Y, Drive,
okay.
Forsyth.
Everything else still the same, 65653?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. And it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
All right. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And then, Mike, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is, of course, Central Time. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now you're going to receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like I can get you in at the next hour. I might be able to get you in at 11, but they do like a little bit more advance notice than that, since we already are past the top of the hour there. But we can get you in at 12 if that works for you. If not, there's a 1 o'clock, and then later on this afternoon, it looks like there's at least one spot available at 4 or 3, 4 or 5. Did you want something kind of as soon as possible or later on today?
We'll try 12 o'clock. That'll give me 12. Time to...
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of moving trailers right now, so that'll give me time to get repositioned.
You'll have a good hour. I mean, we'll schedule it from 12 until 1, but it is a one-hour window for a call that takes about a half an hour. So they'll probably call you just a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I'm actually in between phone calls when they're ready to call you, I'll be part of that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any questions you have, and then hand it over to them. I don't know if it's going to be 12:05, 12:10. I may be on a call when they're ready to call you, and if I am, they'll call you on their own. They'll have your file, so they'll do a good job of taking care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or, well, I guess even if I am, I did want to set up a little added security here for your account, just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us, even if it's you, and we at this point expect it to only be you, but anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Advanced Excavating and Grading, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you to give us the answer to the security question. And more importantly, anyone who calls you tells you that they're with Google, they're with Local Splash. First of all, they're going to need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they're also going to need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you're born in? And then what is the answer?
Modesto, California.
You said Modesto?
Yes.
All right. And then I have to type it in twice. So you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes, I received both.
Okay, gotcha. It looks like you might have also received the welcome email as well. I kind of wish they would wait a little bit, but they almost get piggybacked. But you've got that welcome email with the client support information. But the one that I want you to see now is the Local Splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then if you click on the blue click here, it is hyperlinked. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Or in this case, you may get an error. We've been having this issue lately, as in yesterday and looks like still this morning. We may have to fix the link and resend it out to you. And I apologize for that. It seems like they have a ticket in it to fix it, but it seems like at this point they're not able to fix it proactively. But you are, once we get that link fixed, going to be able to kind of click on that. It's going to walk you through everything that we went over in the voice verification. It's just going to ask you at the very bottom. There's a long line that'll go all the way across almost at the very bottom, and it'll make sense when you see it. Above the line, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. And then below it is where you're going to type in or copy and paste Michael G. House. So it is case sensitive, and it does need to be exact. There's not a period after the G, for example. But once you've got your name as it appears there, just click the confirm signature box below it. That'll do a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, etc. It does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. And once you get to that point, you can stop. If you have any concerns with it, our client interview technician can walk you through it. I'm sure the link will be fixed before then. But you don't have to put in a username or password. It's just coming from the automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system. It thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to get into it, neither of which is true at this point. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be content to create and something to track. But within the next day or so, once your tracking system is officially active, we'll email and text you out both your username and a default password. Mike, you can change that password once you log into your account. Some people never do, and that's fine too. I can give you now the username because that has already been assigned and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it's easy to remember, though. It's just the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but there's no dashes or spaces or parentheses. It's just the number. So 417-546-0077, that's going to be the username on the account. Like I said, once your client dashboard is active, we'll send you out the password so you can access that. I'm going to send you another email, and it's going to say action needed photos, or actually pictures needed for your Google verification. So anything you can help us out with here, doesn't have to be everything, but any tools or equipment, like your work vehicle, if you've got, you know, business license or business card or anything like that, there's going to be a form attached to it, a link that you can use to send those photos. That just makes it a little bit easier for us to make sure that it's a smooth process to get you Google verified. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Everything is going out to Michael G. House because that's how it is in the billing, but you do prefer Mike, right?
Yeah, I prefer okay. Mike, but I don't get mad if you call me Michael.
All right. Well, I've got it in the notes here that you do prefer Mike. And Mike, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, if I'm ready about an hour from now when our technician is ready, if I'm in between calls, I'll be on that line as well. If I'm not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting this going for you, get that website out there, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Sounds good.
All right, Mike. You have a wonderful rest of the day, but hopefully I'll talk to you for a little bit in about an hour or so.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir. Take care.